proclamation number 3694 dated the February 22, 1946. The future fate of the soul corresponds to its desires. You shall receive what you desire. I will always give you what you want, more or less perceptible to you. But if your wishes are apparently not granted on earth and you don't abandon them, they will be granted to you in the spiritual realm. You'll even receive material goods, but they will torture you until you change and turn your desire towards spiritual wealth. If you are stubborn, until you are once again constrained in hardest matter, thus serving you as an external form which you had refused to forsake. If, however, I hesitate to fulfill your desire, then only due to my profound love for you, because you, as my living creations, should overcome that particular desire to achieve happiness. But if your longing takes a spiritual direction, if it applies to eternal values which flow, originate from and lead you to the spiritual realm, I will not hesitate long in giving you what you strive for, because I always and forever grant spiritual wealth, and I am not prudent with anyone who asks for it. This longing is pleasing to me and corresponds to the meaning and purpose of earthly life. It is the goal which you should reach on earth, to strive for my kingdom. And thus your determination always prepares its own fate in the beyond. You shall receive what you strive for, but you will never remain ignorant of what you should endeavor to achieve, to do justice to my will and to acquire eternal bliss for yourselves. But you have free will. Even the apparent denial of granting your wishes does not compel your will, since you nevertheless remain free to uphold your desire or to redirect it towards another goal. However, in the end your desire is decisive as to what reward you will receive. Time on earth is short, and by refusing to give you what you want, I am only giving you the opportunity to change your mind, because my love wants to help you become blessed. And therefore no one will be able to complain on the last day, on the day of judgment, that he was given what was contrary to his desire. Anyone whose mind is directed towards the Spirit and who therefore desires me as the highest spirit of heaven and earth will be accepted into the spiritual realm. Anyone who is unable to free himself from the realm of matter because his will rejected me and thus he is weak will be banished into the realm of matter. Only the will is decisive, because the strength to accomplish his will is at everyone's disposal. I will helpfully stand by everyone whenever I notice even the smallest change of will. But no human being shall be guided to a kingdom against his will if it does not correspond to his innermost desire. And thus the meaning and purpose of your earthly life is to change your will, to withdraw it from earthly matter and make it incline towards spiritual values, and I will not refuse any appeal for help. I will give you strength in abundance to liberate yourselves completely and enter the spiritual kingdom unburdened, to become blissfully happy. Amen.